Kumlana Black Gemara. We're finishing today Masechta Midas, and then tomorrow we start with a brand new Masechta, the last Masechta of Shas, Masechta Nida. Mishnah Gimel. Yeah, I did. Okay, I was shouting top of my lungs. Ushloishim Ushmoina Toyim Hoyasham. There were 30, we're talking now, we're going through every single chamber there in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 38 little rooms. We're teaching Toyim as little rooms, and I'm as other teaching, that's how we generally learn. So here we have the picture of the thing. There are 38 little rooms here all over the place. But how do you get 38? No, right here. In this section right here. But how do you get 38? A couple of stories. Chamisha Osa B'Tzafan, there were 15 on the north side, which is this side of here, even though you see only five. There were three levels, we'll soon see. V'chamisha asa b'darm, 15 on the south side. And shmoyne b'mayrev, and 8 on the west side. We'll soon see how you got 8 there. Shebetzofen, shebedarm, chamisha al gabe chamisha, 5 on top of 5. V'chamisha gaben, there were 3 stories. Yeah, in dry stock, 3 stories. So 5, 5, 5, 15. Ushemayrev on the west side, shloisha, agabe shloisha, that's 6. And then shnayim al gabe, which makes a total of 8. Every one of these chambers, of these things, had 3 doors. What do you need 3 doors for? One is to go from one, to go to the chamber on the right. To go to the chamber on the left. And the echad latosh al gabav, and one to go upstairs. Uvikeren mizrochi tzvainis. Now, on this east side over here, right here, on this north east side, hayu chamisha psachim. This one here had 5 doors. Why you had 5 doors? Echo lahatami yamin, one to the right. Echo latosh al gaba, one to go upstairs. The echad lemesiba, right behind the heichal, there was like a ramp. Actually, big machleki where the mesiba is, but in this picture here, so like steps, like a ramp to be able to go to upper floors. You see right here, this area right here. Mesiba, the echad lepishpish, and one is to the door, the gate, we said before, to get into the, going through the wall to get into the gate, to open the gate, and the echlech, I want to walk right into the heichal. So the 5 doors. Hartachtoina. So he's saying here, how big were these rooms, were these chambers? So he says here, you have it? Okay. Hartachtoina chamisha. It was 5 from south to north, the width was 5 amas, right, of the floor. The roivet shisha, and then the next floor, the ceiling went out another amma, which means that the wall of the heichel went in. Remember, the wall of the heichel was 6 amas thick. But that, and they gave room for 5 amas on the floor. But when you went up a story, the wall on the heichel went in an amma.
Narrowed.
It narrowed so that you can now widen the second floor. Oh, right, right. So the wall became an amma less. Okay. I just lost the place. Oh. what do you call it?
The 5 amas thick or 6 amas?
The walls here were 6 amas. Amas. Wow. It was very thick. Very. Look at the wall of Kaisel Marabi. You see how thick that is? And then it went in 1 amma. And then when you were in the middle floor, then so the floor itself was 6 amas wide, the second floor. Of the Reivet Shefa, its ceiling was 7. So the third floor, Vilyayna Shefa, the third floor was 7. So it was like a house that started off narrow and went wider and wider. Tapered upwards. Yeah. Outwards. So it's not tapered, it expanded. It says in the Pesach, Hayitzi, Tachtoina, Chomesh Bama. The bottom one was 5 Bama. Rechava, why? Vatichain, the middle one, Shesh Bama. Rechava, 6 Amas wide. Vashlisha, the third one, Shavu Bama. Rechava, 7 Amas wide. Umesiba, and this Mesiba, which I told you before, is between the walls over here. Haisa Oila went up Mekeren Mizrachi. It's 20 from this northeastern corner right here. Lekeren Tzfaimarov. It went along the entire northern side to the end, to the west. Shabahaya Oilin Legagas at time, and it's like a ramp went up or steps, and then they were able to go walk on top of the of all of these butkas, all these chambers. Haya Oilib and Mesiba, then when he went to the end of the Mesiba, he was high up. When he's walking up the Masibah, he's at this on the north side of the base of Migdash, and he's facing west. He's walking to the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? He's facing west. Upon Holachav Kopenet Safa, and he went to the northern side, Achu Magil Maid, until he came to the very western, to the end, which is the west. Magil Maid, if he came to the west, he can't go any further. Of a hop upon the Dorim, he now started facing south. Holachlapi Maid, Achu Magil Dorim. So he went the entire west side until he comes to the south side. Higia Klapadori came to the south side, Hoya Pond of the Mizras, and now he turned around and he's facing east. Hoya Mahalar, but Dori is going along the entire south side, Achimagila, Pischa Shalalia, until he came to the opening of the upstairs. Shepischa Shalalia, Psua Klapiadori, the opening of the upstairs is open on the south side. Ube Pischa Shalalia, Hoya Base Klunosis, and the door of the Aliyah, there were two curtains of Edis, made out of cedar.
Shebehen
rings, or yeah, but also door. Like partitions. Shebehen hoya oilin legago shel aliyah. Through those, you went up to the roof of the upstairs. Uveroishon, and on top they had paspasin. In other words, you're now on top of the whole base of Migdash. Remember, underneath you have the kodesh, and underneath that, yeah, and on the other side of it, you have the kodesh kedoshim. You're on top. How in the world are you going to know on top of which section you're at? Mm-hmm. Is a Varoshan paspasin. They had little pegs that mavdil ba'aliyah ben hakedush ben hakotchakotchim. That's you say, yeah. So you're on top of the roof. You know exactly where you are. The lulin hayepsuchim ba'aliyah, and you had a skylight. The base kotcher kotchim. You had a skylight that on top of the kotcher kotchim. Shebehen hayemishalshin as a umin b'tevis. They had to sweep it and clean it from time to time, but you're not allowed to walk into the kodesh kedoshim. So they put them in a box through the skylight. Kedesh lo yizoynu a name, and they were sitting in this box that was covered from three sides, and
they see the wall in front of you.
So they see nothing exactly the wall, and then when it came to land on the ground, they just walked out and did whatever they had to do. Base kodesh kedoshim. We don't want them to feast their eyes from the kodesh kedoshim. We had this whole gemara. If you remember the gemara Pesachim Daf Chavvav. I'm not off that we had how they did, you know, if you don't have any Hanor from Koel or Reach, Mada, how were they able to do it? Some say they were actually blindfolded and they practice. You know, you practice in a room that's 20 amas by 20 amas with an Oren in the middle, and you know, they would sweep all around it and they would come down, they would know exactly how to do it. Pasha Pshat is they weren't blindfolded, but they didn't look at the room until they actually came down to the ground, and they just then turned around and did whatever they had to do. The skylight. You can now walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So they came in, and when you walk in, you'd see. We don't want them to see anything. So they were dropped, lowered by these, in this box. Yeah. Okay, right.
Interesting.
Who's he?
The Ram.
That's my Rambam.
So he writes if they had to fix anything.
Yeah.
What got broken in the Kodesh Kedoshim that they had to fix? What the
wear and tear. Wear and tear. As you get older, you'll find your body will tell you the thing called wear and tear.
Oh, thank you very much.
I did rock toes and smoke up the walls.
Yeah, maybe that's kind of.
That's
walls.
Once a year. Yeah, we had before. They used to.
Another Oshon. It has to make clouds of smoke.
Okay. Yeah, like yeah. Okay, now let's get back to the Hegel. The Hegel itself was 100 amma by 100 amma. Reim Meir was 100 ammas tall. What do you mean 100 ammas tall? We know that the Shire of the Hegel was only 20 ammas tall. So what do you mean that the Hegel itself was 100 ammas tall? We'll see now. So he says, the foundation that was closed off is 6 ammas. This is the Cheshbon. The foundation that held the whole building was 6 ammas high.
Below ground.
Yeah, below ground. The Goiva Arboim ammas, the height of the actual Hegel was 40 ammas. Then you have the Amma, then you have an Amma Kir, and you had there, these are different designs of the adornments that they have, we'll call different names. There's an Amma made up of Kir, there's nothing to do with the Kir, that's outside washing hands. Then Amma Sayim, a base Dilfa, there's two Ammas, a base Dilfa, Machlek is what exactly it is, according to the Rambam, it's a place where you trap the water, others is just some other design. Then Amma Tikra, you have another Amma of a ceiling. Then Amma Maziva, then you have the floor. Maziva is the floor and Tikra is the ceiling. So first you have a ceiling, then on top of that you put, you know, floor. The Goyva Shalaliyah, remember we had an upstairs, it was Osa Mem Amma, so the upstairs is another 40 Ammas. Then another Amma Kir, then another Amma Sain Beis Dulfa, then another Amma Tikka, another Amma Ziva. And then Gimel Amas Micah, there was a Micah around it, because remember we just said that people walked on top of the Aliyah, so you have to have a Micah. So Micah had in Ten Tfachim, here they had three Amas. And then they had the Amma Kola Oidev, Kama Kola Oidev is we have a Mechlekes, but basically we learn it's like these pegs that they put on metal pegs so the birds shouldn't be able to, either it was on the whole roof, so the birds shouldn't spend their time there. Or it's, I'll tell you a little story about that after we finish learning. And then, what do you call it? Or other things, on the mic itself, on the fence, they had these
spikes.
That's it. Spikes, so that the birds.
The 3 floors of the doors. Before we said there were three.
That's a tower, these rooms here.
Right, but that's.
And they weren't very high, no. This weren't very high. This was within the 40 amma height of the hekel. Now we're talking about the top of the hekel, which has another floor. Aliyah, call it. Yeah. Now, if you just said, Lahoya Kala Oidev Oilim and Amida, that was not part of the Cheshbin because that's external. El Arba Amos and Mike. The Mike itself was 4 Amos. Okay. So, look, divide. Mizrach Lemaida. If you go from the travel from east to west, was Meya Amma. From east to west was 100 Amma. It was 100 Amma. He says here. Kaisla Ulam Chamish. The wall of the ulam itself, it makes a cheshbon. We're starting from the antechamber here, from this vestibule. So the wall of the ulam itself was 5 ulam. The ulam itself was achad asa, was 11. Koisel hechel sheish. Here, right here, the walls of the hechel was 6 amas thick. The ulam was only 5. The toichar boim amma, and the inside the hechel was 40 amma. It was an amma traxin. It was an amma traxin. Now, in the first basement, they had a wall here. But it was much lower. The second basement, because it was so high, 40 amas high, to have a wall 40 amas tall, we remember we had the more about Bas in the beginning, the ratio of how thick a wall should be with a height. The wall could not stand if it's only 1 amma thick and 40 amas high, it would collapse. No. So they had curtains. They had called amma traxin. They had a curtain, one curtain facing the Kodesh Kodashim, and an amma apart was a curtain facing the Kodesh. As a machlekes, if the curtains have a din like, Because it was a machlekes of the curtains in the Kodesh Kodashim, they made 2 curtains, one facing Kodesh Kodashim, yeah, and one facing the Heichel. It's called Amma Traxin. Traxin means to open the door. The Esim Amma, because in Kodesh Kodashim was 20 Amas. Kodesh Kodashim was another 6 Amas thick, the wall in the back. The Hator, then we had those 3 rooms, maybe we just said before, was 6. The Kodesh Kodashim, and this outer perimeter wall is also 5 Amas thick. Okay, so therefore, total, you add it all up, it'll be 100. What about Minat Sof from the Dunham, from north to south? How wide is that?
It's 100, including the ulam.
Including the ulam, including the walls. Including the walls and going to the back wall here. Including all that is exactly 100. Minat Sof from the Dunham, if you go from north to south, Shivim Amma, north to south, the base of Midrash was wide, 70 Amas. How does it work? Koisel HaMasibi. So remember, we had the Masibi, but we had a wall, a perimeter outside it. So this Koisel here was Chamish 5. The Masibi was Sholish 3. Koisel Hator was Chamish again. The Hator was 6. We have already 16 and have 19. Koisel Hechel Shei, he's just 25. The Toichei Esimamo, the width was 20 Amma. Koisel Hechel, the other side was Sheish again. Vator Sheish, but Koisel Hator Chamish. Ubeis Oirodas Hamayim. This section here is called the place where they bring the water down. Is Shalosh Amas, is 3 Amas. Yeah.
Like a drain off the top.
Yeah, it went to the Yam that Shlomo Melech made. So it went down the drain, exactly. Okay, so that's again, that's a total of 70. Ha'ulam Oidif Olam. Now, you look at the Ulam. See, the Ulam, this antechamber here is wider than the whole Hechel. That extra bit is how much is 15. Ulam Oidif Olam Chamesh Ese Amma Minat Sofen V'Chamesh Ese Amma Minat Dorim. 15 protruding on this side, 15 on this side. And this section is called Beis HaChalifis. Look at it, it's called Beis HaChalifis. This is what we always say in Yiddish, you know, Chalif, past the Chalif. Chalif is the knife we use for Chalif. Because Chalif in Aramaic is a knife. And that's where they kept the knives. Not where they swapped their clothes. Shesham Goinzim is a sakinim. There they used to hide at the store all the knives. Ahechol tzar ma'achoyra v'roch of milfanach. Now, so what happens? If you're looking at the base of Midrash, what do you see? You see the entrance is very wide, but then it tapers in. Not tapers in, it narrows and becomes narrower. Why is that? Because Doim Milari is like a lion. Shenema, it says that Ariel killed his Chana David. It's called like an Ariel Chana David. So, and what do we know about a lion? Ma'ari tzar ma'chay rach. The fun of a lion is narrow on the back, but the head is much bigger than the body. Afahechel tzar ma'chay rach b'fun. The hechel too is narrow on the back and very big in the front. Yeah. So it was 100 wide and 70. The heichel was 70, and this was 100. 30 extra amas. One more blow, I gotta finish. Don't get so excited. Okay, let's continue. Now, what about the azara? The entire courtyard was made of a shmeini v'shava. If you include the courtyard, including the area section behind the kodesh hakodashim, the total is 187. And the width was a reichiv meya v'shleishah 135. So he explained that. Min ha-mizrach le-maideh, from east to west, was kuf pei zayin 187. What's the cheshbon? Mokum drisas Yisrael, and the yura aleph amah, and mokum disakonim achaz yamah. You see the picture? So here you have the Ezes Yisrael. Once you walk up the steps here, here you have the this is Ezes Noshim, that's like for everybody. Here you have Ezes Yisrael. Women also will come in when they need it, but really need it, but rarely. 11 amas, and then you have Ezes Kain, which is 11 amas, a total of 22 amas. Then you have the Mizbech, which you learned yesterday, is 32 amas by 32 amas, Shloishim Vishtaim. Then we have Bein Ha'ulim, Ulam Mizbech, between the Ulam, but these walls here, the Mizbech was 22 amas, and a big part of it is made up of these stairs.
When a Yid brought a carbon, he has to do Smicha, he has to be Oymed Al Gaba Behemah.
Stand by Yisrael.
So they do it over here, and then they go here for the Shchita, and then there to the Mizbech?
Yeah, it's not that far away. Okay, so then and the Chael. Between all the Berg 20 Amma, what's that basic? Heichel is Kuf Amma, we just learned before. The Heichel, including the Ulam, is 100 Ammas. And then the Achas Esri Amma behind where the Heichel, where the Beit HaMikdash ended to the back wall, was another 11 Ammas area there. La Chede Beis HaKapedes, it's called Behind the House of the Kapedes. So in total, it's 187 this way. What about this way? Min hatzof from the dorim misoch sachaklum. Sorry. No, that's not counted. So that was 135 by 135, but that's separate.
So that's not part of the 187
count. No, the razor starts from the Ezes Yisrael, top of the steps. That's what Avoid is. Min hatzof from the dorim. If you're going from north to south, may of a shloishchav is 135. How's it work? I mean, Hakevesh, we'll start from this side here. The ramp, which is on the south side. Well, the Mizbeach, to the Mizbeach, is Shishim B'Shtayim. From the beginning of the ramp, we'll soon see the section between the ramp and the wall we haven't counted yet. From the beginning of the ramp, the Mizbeach is 32, which is difficult because we learned yesterday the ramp itself is 32 and the Mizbeach is 64. How can it be 32? Yeah, it overlaps the Yisoid and the Seiviv. So one Amma over the Seiviv and one Amma over the Yisoid. The perimeter there in the bottom. Min hamazbech the tabois. Then you have a little section here of these rings, the 24 rings where they used to, you know, bring the animals to put the neck through. Is shmoin amas. This is of 8 amas. Mokam hatabos. The rings themselves took a space. Esim va'abo, 24. Min hatabois l'shachanet. From the rings to the tables over here is arbo with 4 amas. Min ha-shulchanes, from the shulchanes, ulun nasin, into these hooks, abo, before. The nasin we had before yesterday was we had these table covers, and they had 3 hooks, and they used to hang the animal to strip it. So the cow was on the top hook, and the ram was on the middle hook, and the lamb was on the bottom hook. Yeah. Min ha-nasin le-kaitzel azor, and from these nasin to get to the wall azor was 18 amos. Ba-ha-moise, and the section on the other side we left out, which is from the ramp, until it's on the wall. And we didn't count yet how much space the nasa took, was the balance. Okay, Gimel, Sheish, Lichchot Hoye Bazorah, in the Azorah, there were 6 chambers. Sholosh B'tzofen, there were 3 on the north side over here, which over here, they're different names. V'sholosh B'dorah, 3 on the south side. Shebetzofen, we have Lichchot HaMelech, the Lichchot of the Salt, Lishchas HaParve, which over here is called Palhedrin, and Lishchas HaMadichin. And the Lishchas HaMadichin, where they used to wash the insides and all that. So he explains now, Lishchus, Lishchus HaMelech, the place where they did the salt, that's where they kept all the salt for the carbon. Lishchus HaParve, Lishchus HaParve, Sham Hayu there, Molchin there with salt, Oiris, all the hide. Kotchin. Al Gaga, on top of that, Hay base at Tfilah, Kohen Gadol, they had a base at Tfilah for the Kohen Gadol. So which room is this here? Yeah. It's all on the Durham side. So this is where they had the
second side, no?
Here it is. No, it's on the Durham side. It's a mistake in the Mishnah. We actually, different gears. Sorry, I should have told you. There's different gears here. I know. But if you look in the here, we find the Rambam shit is, which they seem to follow, is exactly the opposite. So on the north side, you here. So you have Lishchus HaMelech, Lishchus HaParve, and Lishchus Melichim. On top of Lishchus HaParve was the mikveh. And that's all on the south side. Now, why is it called Parve? Tell you a second. Based on the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, that's where the Kohen Gadol went. Lishchus HaMadichin, what did they do in that chamber for washing? Shamay Madichin, Kirbe HaKachin, they used to wash the intestines. Umisham Mesiba, from there there was a ramp. Oile, a Mesiba is called a ramp because it goes round and round. It's a circular ramp.
A spiral staircase.
Exactly, yeah. Oile Legag Beis HaParve. And that's how they walked on top of the roof, Beis HaParve, for the Kohen Gadol. Now, why is it called Parve? So the Rambam writes here, that Parve was, this is very interesting, the Parve was a magician. He was a magician, and he dug a hole in the wall of the Azorah. He wanted to watch what the Kohen Gadol was doing so that he can mimic it. And he was killed. And therefore, they called his chamber on his name. Now, you have to understand what in the world does that mean.
Why do you want to make a memory for
after a Mechashif? So there was another that Raja Batanula brings here. He says, in his opinion, he was a mechashev. It's even worse. He was a mechashev sheshmoy parve bono oisa lishcha ayide machashevus. He built this room through kishif v'nikras hashmoy. Why would they have in the base of Migdash, inside the base of Migdash, a building that I'll be mechashev. A guy in a kishev machah built some kind of a room, and they left it, and they used it, and the Kohen Gadol was on top of that. Yeah, it was a big thing.
You're not allowed to put any tree on a shade.
Yeah, wood, but it's not wood.
No, but I'm saying, this is a whole thing is gemacht from them, and then it's a chelik of the binyan.
And he's a kach matzasi. No one knows where his mucker is. And the Rambam says what I just told you, which is not much better. And this guy was looking through, doing the wrong thing, so we called his name. But this is worse. He built the chamber out of kishev. They left it in the Beis HaMikdash, and they called it after him. There must be some hayra in this. It must be. Anyway, I think it's pretty amazing. Let's finish the last Mishnah. Dalid, Shevet Tzafon. Now we're going to go to the Tzafon side. I'm changing the gears around. Was Lishchus HaEitz, was a thing of wood. Lishchus HaGoyle, this is Lishchus HaGoyle here. And Lishchus HaGoziz. They say Lishchus HaEitz is based on Nitzutz. I forgot what
much.
Was used for. No, that proves, the Gemara using humor proves that Rabbi Lezman Yaakov is the author of the entire Masech Tamidus.
He's the go-to man for anything to do with Mikdash, because he was
exactly
one of the eldest Tanoim who still remembered things from the Mikdash.
So, but Shachachti. Abba Shaul says, Lishchus Kohen Gadol Hoysa Achoyrei Shtein. Abba Shaul says that the Lishcha of the Kohen Gadol was behind both of these Lishchus. The Gag Shloshn Shofen, all these Lishchas had the same level height of the thing. Lishchas HaGoyle, Sham Hoya Bor Kavua. They had a pit. A Galgul Nos and all of there was a pulley there. When Misham Maspikim Maim Lechol HaZorah, and that's where they drew water from for the entire HaZorah. To drink and other things. Lishchas HaGoziz, what was Lishchas HaGoziz? Famous, that's right in the entrance of here, right in the beginning. Shom hoysa sanhedin gedoyle shay Yisrael yeshavas. There the sanhedin used to sit. The donas akuna, they would sit there and judge the kohenim and see whether they are worthy or not. It's called boyra goyle because it was made when the people came from Golas, from the second base of Midrash, they made it. It's called boyra goyle. The kohen shenimtze by posel, if every kohen that went there for a job, they had to check his pedigree and make sure that he was qualified. And they found their apostle, Loivash Chayrim, They would all the Sanhedrin was so upset that we just lost another kohen. They were all dressed in black, and wrapped themselves in black. The yitzev ahelichle, and they go out and shalaynim to by apostle. But if they found a kohen that was not disqualified, loivish levani, misatav levani, they used to put on these white clothes. Nichnis u'mishamishim echav, and this kohen would walk in and join his brethren, and that kohenim. The yom tov hayoisin. It seemed that it wasn't so common that they found kohen and they were qualified. They made a yom tif every time they found a kohen qualified.
Or
a yom tif
for
those people, that family. Shalanim tzu psul b'zad shalala kohen. Or the Sanhedrin, it looks like they made the yom tif. And they didn't find a psul. So the Rash says that this boil of mine that we had before was for drinking. And the amasa mayim is what they used to sweep the floor, clean the floor. The kachoy oimen. And they would say, Baruch Hamakim, Baruch Hu, Shalanim Tzapsul Bezare Shal Aaron. U Baruch Hu, and blesses he, Shabacha Ba'aron, Abonav, he selected Aaron and his descendants, Lamed, Lashad, Slif, and Hashem, to stand there and serve the Ebershter, but base Kotcha HaKotchim, in the Holy of Holies. So it's a big Yom Tov there. Now, to do you a favor, we'll learn the little section here of Chasimus HaMatik. If you look on the left side of your Gemara here, the Shittim HaGebet says was written by Bezal Ashkenazi, and this person found a manuscript to put them together, and he gives all the different Gesoyis, and there's a Shittim HaOruch, which gives all the different Shatim and everything else. Right, so Omer HaMatik, HaMesadir, the one who organized all this, says, Belev Nishber Medaber, I'm talking to you with a broken heart. I saw that my youth ran away from me. And the malachim who bring in old age are coming close. He's not a very happy person, this person, as we'll see. And they grabbed a hold of me, and I'm suffering worse and worse every single day. I'm getting closer to my death. Like I said, between me now and my death, and my koyach is getting weaker. Using the words from the Torah from last week from the bracha, and my moisture is escaping me. And I'm losing my strength. Don't know how much longer I have to live. I'm now bent over. I got no brain between my skull. I got nothing good, nothing yishmak. It's not a happy person. I'm not sure why you want to learn this. And I'm looking for peace. My heart is full of krechtzen. What was to me from the day that I'm going to be chastised? What do I have to give here when it'll come the time, you know, the guarantees? I have to give the Eibushter my reckoning. Maybe every person should read this.
Yeah. Depressing stuff. It's before you give
it. No, if I say had a hard life. Uvi yodi ain't shura v'karbon as ifi yushaveni. I got nothing to redeem myself with. The heim yoyroni, and they will rule against me. Ulai timtzu mitzvah achas hakayemes ledoidas. Maybe I could find one mitzvah that's going to outlast me. Ashemi mitzvah hayakoritz. That would be for more cherished mitzvahs. He told his ba'atcha b'yemadin, and that's going to stand my legacy when it comes to Judgment Day.
B'tilach changes his loshon now becomes ba'atcha.
Okay, true.
Before that, everything is li. Yeah.
B'tilach l'nishmaris, and it'll protect you. B'nei Hashem, eina b'rav chasidav lahoyti oyd taluma es hagoy chedushim asher osav likel agam tzal hashkazi. And therefore, the Eibushter gave me, with his wonderful charity, the opportunity to bring out from hiding the manuscripts of Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. Baal Shittin Gebetz HaSeh Dekotchim. And he continues. V'ina boli yodi ha-gemoras shalomad ha-goyin Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. I came across the gemoras that he actually wrote. They're called ha-goyis because he just wrote it on the side of the gemora. Because of Bekisri Xav Yakotche ha-goyis al-gemora v'rashi v'tesis, he wrote all of these amendments. Ha-goyis amitis ashehetik mitoi Xav Yad shahoyi loim ha-reshoinim v'shittis me-reshoinim. That he had from the Rishonim originals, and he wrote them down next to the Rashi, Taisus, and the Gemara. Taisus the Rosh, Taisus Chetzenius, Taisus, Taisus the Bein the Peres, Taisus the Bein the Baruch, Kliyene Taisul, Kliyene Taisus Marosh, Apirish Maragen Geshem, Upirish Maravak, Taisus, Tuch, Tuch is one of the Rishonim who wrote a lot of the Gemara, Taisus, Upirish Lainoidu Lemi, that could be anybody, Rashi Xaviad, Haravid, Harazovid, Taches Achsedim, Betfus, Taches Bixaviad. Hinu. Hine. Elo Hagemoros, Kosab, Besefe, Koyda, Hadoidis, Sharoisim. These Gemoros are written by people who knew whatever the Koyda Doidis, that they saw them. The Rotzelik Knoisim, they wanted to buy them. Umesidis Machloikis, because there's a major Machloikis, Shanasim Mizeh. Because the manuscripts are available and they were on sale, because of the big machlekes, doesn't go into any detail what the machlekes was. Name them miliknoitzim. These people decided not to buy it. Yeah, they see bezois haye ela gemaras gurus umusigaras. Because of this, the gemaras were all locked up. Loi shizoftim ein lerois, and nobody saw them. Hine berabas hayamim v'shanim, over time. Nishkach yekim etziusim. Everybody forgot the value. But because he wrote in Ksiv Ashkenazis, our Alave script, so interesting. So Mitzal Ashkenazi is a big debate.
Was he a Sfardi?
No, he was debating about Darizal. Darizal learned by Mitzal Ashkenazi. There's a big debate that Darizal was a Sfardi Ashkenazi. Big debate. Because his name was Luria. Luria was a Mashal. Now, those who argued that they were first cousins. Mashal lives in Lublin. Mashal was an Ashkenazi. Others say he lived in Egypt. He had to be, and he learned by the Ashkenazi. But here we see that he himself probably was an Ashkenazi. Why would he write an Ashkenazic script if he was a Sfardi? They write Savashudas. Nasu Hefkin. So the Sfardim didn't appreciate it. It's it's the Vuzavuzas. You know, it's nothing to do with us. Boyimetushtish. We were in Caracas, they were selling, they have a beautiful custom there, and like Boimer, they auction off Havdalah Licht. But not Havdalah we buy. The shortest one was probably 50, a meter high. And they're up to 2 meters high. Massive Havdalah Licht. And they sell it, you know. This licht is for the Rambam. It goes for $10,000. This licht, and money, you know, goes to where? Shul, school. Every licht, nothing started before under $5,000. You know, starting from Ashbi and working their way down. All the Sfarash Gedolim. Then they have one candle left, which is only like a foot high. All the Ashkenazi Gedolim from Rashi to Lubavitcherem. That's how they sold it. We were the only bidder. the Yeshiva Gedolim, the Audible Light from Caracas. Okay, anyway. Nasa Hefke Vahoye Metushtish. Also, he got all messed up, the writing. The Ksav Cotton, plus he must have tiny letters. When it Kamti, I stood up. Mishanasti Mustai, I girdled my loins. I went to war with this guy.
A warrior.
The loss is koyach in uni, and I applied myself diligently. I used a magnifying glass that enlarged the letters. I didn't avoid, or I wasn't derelict from rewriting them three times. I have to notify. They're more available by Rabbi Yehuda Azaloi. Now we know the Chido Chaim Yisrael David, but this must be relative. That's actually a transcript from Rash Edni Talmid Hagoyin Ravo. Don't know who that is. But everyone can see that guy, he doesn't have the original, never had the original.
Exactly.
Missing a lot of stuff. The guy made an oil of the Nachan in order. He's missing Zvachim Tul Chav Gimel. I did an order where it belongs. And so on and so forth. The new Shas and Shas Chadosh in the first Vilna Vin, the new Shas Vilna and Vin. Is that the same Shas Vilna and Vin? Loyatakti. They had a good thing. I didn't bother writing it. I'm relying on God's charitable nature. Ki yimotze hamayin rav oinig. Whoever looks into it will find a lot of pleasure. Ki yeidu einav. His eyes will be illuminated by hagoyz vapurushim ayikorim Hashem yor einai lohovin. Hashem shall like my eyes to understand. Imke soide terosak doyche, the depth of his secrets. Because gal einai, lift my eyes vabitan niflois vasechad. I'll see all the wonders of your Torah. Ulekayim kol mitzvah. Amen.